The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
What if Alec Murdaugh wins his appeal?
What then? Right? Oh my gosh, worlds collide. Dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria. That's what will happen. No, we're going to talk about it because the appeal of Alec Murdaugh is on the docket with the South Carolina Supreme Court this week. If he wins it, well, let's get into it because everybody's focused on this. On Wednesday, the 11th, which would be, if you're watching this as we're releasing it today, depending on if it's after that, then it's, anyway. You can figure out what day it is. Will the South Carolina Supreme Court overturn Alec Murdaugh's double murder conviction? Social media is already buzzing about this. The legal analysts are warming up. Live stream links are circulating, and almost nobody is asking the harder, stranger, more uncomfortable question, what actually happens if he wins? Because the answer is not what most people think. Now, if you've been following this case and you're somewhat legally literate, you already know, you know, this does not let him out. He doesn't walk out of prison. He doesn't go home. He doesn't hug anyone on the courthouse steps. That's not what we're talking about. Doesn't do a press conference with Dick Harpootalin grinning beside him, and then they go and embrace in a hug that leads to some light pecking, a little bit of necking. And then before you know it, they're just making out right there on the court steps. Wouldn't that be an interesting twist to the story? Turns out he killed Maggie for Dick. And we mean that in more ways than one. I'm kidding. He goes back to his cell because Alec Murdaugh is already serving 27 years in state prison for stealing millions of dollars from his own clients, people who came to him injured, grieving, desperate for help. And he pled guilty to every count. On top of that, a federal judge hit him with 40 years for 22 additional financial crimes to be served concurrently. Those sentences are locked in. A federal appeal of the 40-year sentence has already been dismissed. The financial convictions aren't going anywhere. Even if the murder convictions disappear entirely, Alec Murdaugh is a convicted thief doing decades behind bars. His own attorney, Jim Griffin, did the math after the state financial sentencing and said Murdaugh would max out around age 75 and a half. Then, without missing a beat, Griffin told reporters that Murdaugh had already challenged him to a golf game. So if freedom isn't on the table, and it isn't, what is a retrial actually about? And more importantly, what would it look like? Because that's the conversation nobody's having 2 days before the biggest appellate hearing in South Carolina history. Well, as we record this anyway. Here's where we are. In Columbia, South Carolina, five justices of the South Carolina Supreme Court will hear oral arguments in the appeal of Alec Murdaugh's double murder conviction. Harpootalin, Jim Griffin, Phil Barber will argue for the defense. The attorney general's office will argue for the state. There will be no witnesses, no evidence, no ruling from the bench either. The justices will listen. They will ask questions and then retreat to deliberate privately. Their decision comes later in writing. And it could take weeks or months. When it arrives, it'll land in one of three places. They either affirm the convictions and everything stays as it is. They reverse and remand, which means the murder convictions are vacated and the case goes back to circuit court for a new trial, or they remand for additional proceedings, basically telling a lower court to redo part of the analysis under a different legal standard. That third option is the middle ground, and in a case this politically charged, middle ground might be exactly where the court wants to land. Why? Because nobody wants to be the one that says, We vacated Alec Murdaugh's ruling. Nobody wants to, even though everybody knows he's not going to go be free, nobody wants the headline. Nobody wants that to be their court. Nobody wants to be the one that, you know, figuratively sets Alec Murdaugh free, even though he's not really going free. Just nobody wants to be the one that says, yeah, we're going to change that. But somebody's going to have to figure this out. Somebody's going to have to make a decision. Also, no one necessarily wants to be saying, yeah, it's totally A-okay with us that a juror says, yeah, they were tampered with and it affected my decision. And the Supreme Court says, we're A-okay with that. You don't want that necessarily either. There's not really a great spot for anyone, if you're a court, to land smoothly here. It's a crash landing in some way, shape, or form. Unless you just keep it up in the sky, and eventually Alec will crash because he'll get old and die, and then everyone can move on, which may be where it goes. Let's talk about the big one, though. Let's say they reverse it. Let's say the Supreme Court decides that Becky Hill's conduct, her perjury conviction, the wrong legal standard applied by Justice Toll, the whole mess. Let's say it's enough. What then? Well, first, understand what a reversal is not. It is not an acquittal. Nobody is saying Alec Murdaugh didn't do it. The court would be saying the process that convicted him was constitutionally flawed. The verdict gets erased. The case resets to pretrial status, and the state has to decide whether to do the whole thing over again. So basically, it kind of puts us back to like 2022-ish. That decision is where it gets genuinely complicated. Let's start with venue. There's almost no chance a retrial happens in Colleton County. The original trial was a six-week national spectacle broadcast gavel to gavel by multiple networks. It spawned documentaries on Netflix, HBO, and Hulu. It produced a book written by the clerk of court, no less. That was later pulled for plagiarism. Finding 12 jurors in the low country who haven't already formed an opinion about this case would be like finding someone in America who's never heard of O.J. Simpson. A new judge would preside. New trial motions would be filled. The entire evidentiary framework would be relitigated from scratch. This isn't a sequel. It's like a reboot. It is. And that reboot could look very different from the original. One of the key arguments Murdaugh's team is making on appeal, separate from the Becky Hill jury tampering issue, is that Judge Clifton Newman improperly allowed the state to spend weeks presenting testimony about Murdaugh's financial crimes as motive evidence. The prosecution's theory was that Murdaugh killed Maggie and Paul to create a sympathy event to distract from the financial investigations that were closing in on him the day of the murders. To sell that theory, prosecutors called witness after witness to walk the jury through roughly $8.5 million of stolen money. That went on for weeks. The defense called it a trial within a trial. They argued in their appellate brief that the financial crimes evidence was illogical, implausible, and unsupported as a motive for murder. And it served one real purpose: to make the jury hate Alec Murdaugh before they ever weighed the murder evidence. Through the prism of Alec Murdaugh and his defense, that's what they're saying. From the prison of many other people on the outside who understand narcissistic behavior, family annihilation, and a whole line of folks that came before Alec Murdaugh that did exactly this sort of thing, it makes total sense. The narcissist doesn't want you to know that. And they may not even see it themselves. They may think, that's, thou would do that, Alec. Alec would. I don't know if Alec knows that's why he did it. Or if just that deep feeling down inside led him to do what he needed to do because this will somehow make me feel good. I don't know. I'm not Alec Murdaugh. But I'll tell you, sociopaths, psychopaths, narcissists, borderlines, everybody that's in that fun club, a lot of times they're not even aware of why they're doing what they're doing. It's just their modality. It's like asking someone, I mean, just about their normal day. Why did you get up in the morning? That's what I do. You got to get up. You got to go. But why did you get up? Because it's what I do. Of course, you got up so you can spend your day, get going. But it's one of those things where it's such a second nature that you don't really think of the reasoning behind it. When you're getting up, you're getting up. You're not like, well, I have to do this because, well, maybe you think that. I don't know. Everybody's a little different. Maybe that's not a great example. I don't know. My point being, folks who think like this, like Alec Murdaugh, they're so deep in the dark that they don't even know what they're doing is dark sometimes. It's not an excuse. It's just explaining the modality. So if the Supreme Court agrees, even partially, a second trial might operate under very different rules. A new judge could limit or exclude that financial testimony, and without it, the state's motive theory, the so-called gathering storm narrative that Creighton Waters built his entire closing argument around, it gets significantly harder to present. You can still tell a jury that Murdaugh was under financial pressure, but you can't spend a week marching grieving clients to the stand to describe how he robbed them if the court says that evidence was more prejudicial than probative. That changes the entire complexion of the case. But the good thing is, yes, that is one of their points they're arguing. The Supreme Court doesn't have to agree with all of them. They can say, yes, Becky Hill screwed up. And because of that and that alone, you get a new trial. Or we're going to punt this down the road to another court. They could say everything. They could say it's all in. If that gets to be removed as well, it's up to them. Then there's the evidence itself. This is where people who followed the original trial need to pay close attention. The state's case against Alec Murdaugh was always circumstantial. There is no DNA linking him to the murders. There's no fingerprints on any weapon, no confession, no murder weapon ever recovered. There was unidentified DNA found under Maggie Murdaugh's fingernails that was never fully investigated. There was cell phone data that allegedly went missing. There were tire tracks near the crime scene that were never pursued. Harpootalan laid it all out in an interview, saying there's no forensic evidence whatsoever connecting Murdaugh to the killings. None. No blood found on any vehicle, in the house, in any clothes. Nothing. That's kind of a big deal, too. For those sitting and thinking, yeah, maybe he didn't do it himself, but he damn sure knows who did. Or he had some sort of hand in it. Or it was an organized hit. Or something. Alec was there. So for him to be completely clueless doesn't really check out in any possible equation of this story. I do personally wonder if he is the one who pulled the trigger. Do I think he's innocent? No. But I do feel that there's a version of this story that no one has heard and only Alec knows. Now, that's the defense attorney talking back here. The defense attorney gets paid to frame things favorably when we're talking about no evidence at the scene. The state would counter all of that. The prosecutors presented evidence at trial that Maggie's DNA and blood were found on the receiver of a shotgun, and that the forensic timeline tells its own story. But the centerpiece of the prosecution's case was never forensics. It was a kennel video. The recording from Paul Murdaugh's phone, taken at 8:44 p.m. on the night of the murders, in which three voices were identified as Paul, Maggie, and Alex. That video placed Alec Murdaugh at the murder scene minutes before the killings, after he had repeatedly told law enforcement he wasn't there that evening. That's important. When he finally admitted on the stand that he'd lied about being at the kennels, he was arguably the most damning and was the most damaging moment of the trial. Multiple juries said afterwards that his admission was what sealed it for them. Alec's ego getting on the stand and saying, "Yeah, you know what? I've been lying to you all of this time. I was actually there, but it still wasn't me." I mean, it kind of gets to like the Shaggy song. It wasn't me. The video's still there, still powerful. But in a retrial, the defense comes in knowing exactly how the state will use it. They've had 3 years to prepare for it, 3 years to develop alternative timelines, to challenge the voice identification, to reframe the lie about the kennels as something other than consciousness of guilt, and they'd be presenting that defense to a jury that hasn't already been exposed to weeks of testimony about what a terrible person Alec Murdaugh is. The playing field wouldn't just be different, it would be fundamentally restructured. And that brings us to the question the state really doesn't want anyone asking out loud. Would they even retry him? Think about what that commitment looks like from the Attorney General's office. You're pouring enormous resources into a second prosecution of a man who is already serving what amounts to a life sentence for financial crimes. Your key witnesses are 3 years older. Memories have faded. Some witnesses may be unavailable. The media circus would be, if anything, more intense than the first time. The defense team, Harpootalan, Griffin, Barber, now knows exactly how the prosecution builds its case, which witnesses it relies on, which forensic arguments it leans into. They know where the holes are. They know where the pressure points are, and they'd be walking into a courtroom armed with that knowledge and the added ammunition of being able to say the last trial was so broken that the state's own Supreme Court threw it out. Eric Bland, the attorney who represented multiple Murdaugh financial crime victims and several of the original trial jurors, said something after the federal sentencing that sticks. He called the financial sentences the backstop. That was always the plan. Prosecutor Creighton Waters said it explicitly during the state's financial sentencing. The 27-year sentence was designed to ensure Murdaugh stays in prison for what is most likely the remainder of his life. And that's aside from the two life sentences. They built the safety net before the appeal was even filed. The federal judge went even further, tacking on 40 years and saying this is a reprehensible crime that deserves the most serious sanction. Between the state and federal financial sentences, the system already has what it needs to keep Alec Murdaugh locked up until he's an old man. The murder convictions are the moral statement. The financial convictions are the functional prison sentence. So does South Carolina spend millions of dollars retrying the most expensive and logistically complex murder case in its history for a man who's already locked away? Or does the AG's office quietly let it go, knowing the financial sentences accomplish what the murder convictions were supposed to accomplish? That's not just a legal question, that's a political one. And in a state where the Murdaugh name still carries weight, where the case reshaped how people think about power and privilege in the Lowcountry, that calculation is ugly no matter which way it goes. Retry and risk losing. Don't retry and face an accusation that you let a murderer off the hook. There is no clean exit. And here's the part that should bother everyone, regardless of where you land on guilt or innocence. If the state decides not to retry, if they look at the financial sentences and the logistical nightmare and the political risk and they just let it go, then the murder of Maggie and Paul Murdaugh becomes functionally an unsolved crime. No one is convicted of it. The case file stays open. And two people who were shot to death at their family's hunting property on a June evening in 2021 have no legal resolution. That's what a win looks like for Alec Murdaugh. Not freedom. Not vindication, a legal technicality that erases the verdict but changes nothing about where he sleeps at night. And a family tragedy that loses whatever closure the original conviction provided. Isn't about whether Alec Murdaugh goes free. That ship has sailed when he stood in front of Judge Newman and then Judge Gergel and admitted to stealing from the most vulnerable people who ever trusted him. It's about whether the state of South Carolina is willing to admit that the trial of the century had a fatal flaw, and whether admitting that is worth the cost of doing it all over again for a man who's never getting out anyway, for victims who'd have to relive the worst moments of their lives, and for a system that might not survive a second look any better than it survived the first. Your thoughts in the comment section on our Substack or on YouTube. The links are in the descriptions. HiddenKillers.substack.com or HiddenKillersPod.com will take you there as well. YouTube, you know how to get there. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Brewski once you land, and you will find us and you can weigh in. I'd love to get your thoughts. Even better, take us with you so you don't miss any of our coverage on this and the many cases that we're following here for you. Just go to your favorite podcast player and search Hidden Killers with Tony Brewski and press subscribe. If it's Apple Podcasts that you're using, well, hey, leave us a review there. If you got a few seconds, we greatly appreciate that. Helps us tremendously, lets other folks know that you are appreciating our reporting, and then it feeds it out to them too. So a quick review on Apple Podcasts. Greatly appreciated if you've not already done so. Thank you very much in advance for that. All right. Let's continue the conversation in the comments. I'll see you there. I'm Tony Brewski. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1. Download Rocket Money. Step 2. Link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3. Create a financial goal, $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.